Nolte, Elizabeth Warren falls to fourth place in Iowa and New Hampshire. By John Nolte on January 30, 2020. Former Cherokee Indian Elizabeth Warren has dropped to fourth place in both New Hampshire and Iowa, according to the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of polls. In both states, the first two states where actual voting takes place, and therefore the most important states, Warren's support has cratered over the past 60 to 90 days. In Iowa, where voting takes place on Monday, you know, in just a few days, Warren sits in fourth place at 14.7% support, an 8-point death spiral from November, when she led polling in the state. Bernie Sanders, the 485-year-old Marxist with a bad ticker, has recently surged into first place, with 24.2% support. He beat Hillary here in 2016. Joe Biden, a corrupt and senile racist, is in second place at 21% in third place, beating Lowatha, Ismean Little Mayor Pete Buttigieg, at 16.8%. In worse news, Amy Klobuchar appears to be enjoying a little bit of an Iowa surge. She sits at 9.2% support, but the most recent poll has her at 10% and Warren at 15%. A poll taken just a day earlier had Klobuchar, who's too dull to earn a nickname, beating Warren 13-11%. Imagine the wailing in Cherokee Nation if Pocahontas comes in fifth in Iowa. It will be glorious. In New Hampshire, where voting begins in less than 2 weeks on the 11th, Warren dropped from first place and 25% in support in November to fourth place and just 13% support as of today. Once again, Bernie Sanders is surging with 24% support, which puts him 8 points ahead of second place, slow Joe Biden, whose support cratered from 23.3% 2 weeks ago to just 16% today. In third place is the Christian-hating Buttigieg at 14.8%. In Nevada, which is third in line with a caucus that takes place February 22, Warren is holding on to third place with 14.7% support. Biden is in first at 25%, Sanders in second at 19.3%, but there has been no polling out of Nevada in 3 weeks, and in the most recent poll, Warren's support slipped to 11%, just 3 points ahead of Buttigieg and billionaire Tom Steyer. Finally, in South Carolina, which votes on February 29, Warren again is in third place with 14% support. But again, there has been no polling in 3 weeks, and in the most recent poll, Warren found herself in fourth place, behind Bersama Biden, 36%, Socialist Sanders, 14%, and Steyer, 15%. All of the above is just the long way of saying that, at least according to the polling, Warren's political world is falling apart, cratering, collapsing. It's fairly easy to pinpoint the beginning of Warren's fall. It was during her brief moment as the frontrunner. As soon as the spotlight hit her, as soon as she faced a little scrutiny, she fell apart, she came undone. As we have seen before, Warren is a total neurotic. She's so bad, in fact, so weak and brittle, that when that spotlight hit her, her presidential ambitions unraveled almost immediately over questions she should have known were coming and been fully prepared for. Of course, I'm talking about her fascist Medicare for All program that would strip every American of their health insurance and herd us into a one-size-fits-all boondoggle that killed, literally, hundreds of veterans. One word of warning. Iowa is tight enough that anything could still happen. And with the narrative currently focusing on Warren's collapse, a strong third place showing in Iowa could rewrite the race. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.